And this is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Here are some of your top headlines. We begin with breaking news out of Saudi Arabia right now, where they've just confirmed journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed at a Saudi consulate after a fight broke out. That's according to state-run media reports on the initial probe into his disappearance. Khashoggi entered that consulate more than 2 weeks ago and has not been seen since. Now, 18 Saudis are being held as suspects in this death. And Major General Ahmed Al-Asiri has been fired as the deputy of the intelligence services. This is the first time the kingdom has admitted Khashoggi's death. Saudi King Salman has already reportedly ordered the restructuring of the kingdom's intelligence services. President Trump has yet to say how the U.S. will respond to this latest development.
Right now, we are monitoring a caravan of immigrants who have now reached the Guatemala-Mexico border. Earlier, pretty chaotic scene unfolded as they rushed toward a border bridge leading into Mexico. About 3,000 migrants are part of this caravan, hoping to eventually get to the United States to seek refuge.
The situation is very hard. There's a lot of violence. There's no work, so we are asking the Mexicans to let us through for a better life.
The United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urging officials in Mexico to stop the caravan. If that fails, the president once again threatened to deploy military troops to our southern border.
If that doesn't work out, we're calling up the military, not the guard. We're calling up the military. And we're going to have the military stationed. They're not coming into this country. They might as well turn back. They're not coming into this country.
Well, Mexico has already sent officers to its border with Guatemala. It says that they are now asking the United Nations for help in this and will respect human rights.
Meanwhile, President Trump also made good on a promise today to California's Central Valley farmers. He signed an order to get them more water, but it means rolling back environmental rules meant to save endangered fish species in California's rivers.
The farmers are going to enjoy it. Great for the farmers, great for the people, great for recreation, great for everything you can think of. And now the next time I ride up that road, I think we're going to see a lot of green. It's going to be 100% green instead of 4% green. So I'll sign it right now.
Farmers have complained their poor crops are due to a lack of water supply, pointing fingers at the environmental rules. Trump's memo sets a 2019 deadline to have those rules updated.
Cal Fire touting their new fire detection cameras. This is some video from one of those cameras. It shows a fire in Geyser Peak in Sonoma County. It broke out on Tuesday. Fire officials say this video, sped up along with a 911 call, saved critical time and resources by sending crews straight to the right location. That fire was contained to just an acre. The network of cameras approved just 2 months ago.
New video to show you now out of the South Bay. That's a cargo tug at the San Jose International Airport. Officials say it caught fire just before noon today. It happened near Gate 18. The tug was not attached to a plane or trailer at the time. Fire crews used foam to put out the flames. It's unclear what sparked the fire. Thankfully, there were no injuries or impacts to flights.
Oakland police are no longer searching for an armed suspect after a shooting happened at about 3 this morning on East 17th Street in the San Antonio neighborhood. Police say an officer tried to detain a suspicious person, but he ran off. And during the chase, the suspect turned and fired at least one time at the officer. The officer was not hurt, did not return fire. Investigators combed the area, couldn't find a suspect, but they did retrieve a gun. Residents in the area say that they are still concerned.
I think they should still keep searching. It's not safe.
Police have not yet provided a description of that suspect.
Oakland's popular First Fridays Festival will not be happening next month over concerns about the potential for violence. A shooting broke out a few hours after this month's gathering ended 2 weeks ago. 6 people were injured. The shooting was several blocks away, but organizers say they take safety seriously and they don't want to take any chances. Safety procedures for future events are now under review.
The Mega Millions jackpot has hit the highest ever, reaching $1 billion. There it is. Cameras rolling when the billboard in Atlanta flipped to the new number. The estimated cash payout right now, more than $565 million. The unfortunate part of winning, some say, about half of that jackpot goes to taxes. We caught some East Bay residents this morning buying tickets. One woman in Alameda says she doesn't care. She knows what she'll do with the rest of that money.
Well, we have three kids, so of course I would love to, you know, have money to put them to, through school, college. But then, no, my husband and I have actually been board members at the East Oakland Boxing Association for over 20 years, and I would love to do something for the kids of East Oakland.
There you go. If no one wins tonight, the next jackpot, estimated at $1.6 billion. And by comparison, there's this other small, tiny $430 million Powerball drawing tomorrow night.
Oh, petty cash.
Yeah.
Petty cash.
Almost not, you know, worth it. No. But definitely worth it.
All right, kids, here we are on the cusp, the verge, the eve of the weekend.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a nice one. Yeah, tomorrow's going to warm up. It's going to be in the mid-80s. Not a bad beach weekend. In fact, a pretty nice finish to Friday as well, with mostly sunny skies. We look out toward the Golden Gate Bridge, Fort Point to the left, the Marin Headlands to the right. And the numbers right now in Concord, 85. Numbers came up a little bit today in Oakland to 73, Livermore to 84, and in San Francisco, 68 degrees. San Jose right now is at 79. Warming up with temperatures coming up 8 degrees in Napa today. It's 7 degrees warmer in Santa Rosa at this point and 6 degrees warmer in San Jose. So the numbers from about 5 to 7 degrees warmer than they were yesterday. Overnight lows tonight will be in the mid-40s to mid-50s. And tomorrow is looking nice. It'll stay warm inland. Warmer than average, in fact, with Saturday takes a dip in San Francisco, but inlands, Oakland and San Jose and Concord, numbers are going to be in the mid-70s to the low 80s. And for this time of the year, that's a little on the toasty side. Enjoy it, though. Changes next week mean it's going to cool down.
Yeah. About time. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. All right. Here at KPIX5, we're celebrating a major milestone, 70 years on the air. In the Bay Area.
We sat down with longtime KPIX5 anchor, reporter Barbara Rogers as she recounted her very first days here at the station back in 1979.
Now, the strange thing that happened was the guy who hired me, the news director who hired me, between the time that he hired me and the time that I actually started work, I won't say he was fired, but he was gone when I got here. And there was a new guy who was the news director. And that new guy, the day that I came to start work, said, "Who are you? And what are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm working here, I believe." And he said, "Well, do you have a resume tape?" And I said, "A resume tape? I've already been hired." He's like, "Well, sit down and tell me what you can do." I was like, "What have I done? I've moved cross country for this job, and this man doesn't even know who I am." But it turned out okay after all.
Wow. She's working with Ron Burgundy.
I know. Who was that man with that mustache? For more look back at our 70 years, check out each of our social media platforms, as well as our website, kpix.com.
Hey, Pixie, so good to see you again. Pick Sports Now. No flowery rhetoric this time. We're just going to get right to it. And I know, Liz, you've been waiting a week to say this one. We start off with
the Raiders.
Not even playing this week. And they lead it off. Why? Running back Marshawn Lynch is expected to be out at least a month. Team ordered an MRI to check on that nagging groin injury. It could be so bad, it could end his season, according to the NFL Network. The 32-year-old Oaktown native has scored 3 touchdowns, is averaging over 60 yards per game this season. Next man up, Doug Martin. Martin, like Lynch, is also an Oakland native. From a current Bay Area running back to a former one, Carlos Hyde traded today for the Browns to the Jaguars. Jacksonville star back Leonard Fournette has been injured, so the team gave up a 5th-round pack, also known as pick, to get Hyde. Hyde was drafted by the 49ers in 2014 and left after 4 seasons in Santa Clara. Vegas has the Niners a 10.5-point underdog when they host the unbeaten Rams this week. For this game, Niners are wearing throwback unis. Yeah, from the 1994 season when they won the Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan's dad, Mike, was on the coaching staff back then, and young Kyle was given a Deion Sanders jersey at the time.
I'm still a little sensitive about it, but I had too many people over my senior year in high school, and someone jacked it from my house, and I'm still looking for that guy. So if you see someone wearing an authentic Deion jersey, 75-year anniversary, please let me know.
Yeah, see, he could have said stolen, but he's cool. He said jacked it from his house. Of course, Kyle could wear this jacket from 1994 his dad's wearing on the sidelines next to Steve Young.
I don't know, those throwback jackets, I remember one sleeve being looking like a zebra stripe and then the rest being like Niners, and I had to wear one on the sidelines during the Super Bowl, and I'm still embarrassed about it, so I don't know, not if it looks like that.
Baseball, hey, the Dodgers have a shot to win their second straight National League pennant if they beat the Brewers in Milwaukee tonight. The Red Sox, they get to kick back and watch because they're the AL champs. Last night in Houston, they beat the Astros in five games in advance to their first World Series since 2013. It was the perfect time for Boston starter David Price to get his first career postseason win. Price did the champagne thing in the clubhouse and then brought his one-year-old son Xavier to the podium.
For him to do what he's done for us this year, it's been sweet.
This is big, dude. Stop. Quit it. This is big.
He's saying, Dad, I'm hungry. Give me mama.
Yeah.
NBA Warriors business. They are running the floor in Salt Lake against the Jazz tonight. Andre Iguodala will not play. He left Tuesday's game with a calf injury, and apparently he's still bothered by it. Steph Curry is widely regarded as the best shooter in the NBA, unless you talk to Jazz guard Joe Ingles, who said earlier this month that he is the best shooter in the league. Ingles actually played with Curry in a Warriors uniform for the Summer League back in 2009. The song.
That just means in Las Vegas in the Summer League in 2009, we had two of the best shooters of all time on the same team. So, we got a lot in common there.
All right, now, so the song says, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. And I say, why not? A Taste of the West is back off of Geneva Avenue tonight and Saturday. The Grand National Rodeo has been coming to the Cow Palace for 70 years. The Old West on stage. I've been coming here for years. Been bucked off bulls. Rewarded with championship buckles.
Get out of there.
And struggles wrestling steers.
You got it. He's nice.
And run away from a lot of beef, too. Hang on, Shorty. Hey, don't get frisky.
It'll get a little.
Look at that.
Get just lamped
Shorty
up there.
Wants to. Yeah, might not have made it back if it wasn't for Curly and his Shortland pony.
19 years ago.
Wow.
We started in 2000. There were a lot of margaritas involved in the formation of this group. I'll tell you that right now.
Together with his brother Slim here, look out for this comedy team called Fables of the West.
In the last few years, people have just started calling us Slim and Curly.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
I'm Curly.
You're Curly.
Yeah, my brother. You are currently Slim.
Yeah.
You are Slim. Currently.
I'm Slim from the South Side.
You're Slim. South Side Slim.
That's right. Like South Side Slim. That's a good name.
South Side Slim. We're interactive, so we take the rodeo right into the stands. That's what we do.
They're from Nebraska. Nebraska is cattle flat. Nebraska is so flat, you can watch your dog run away for 2 weeks.
No, that's Kansas.
That's Kansas.
Kansas is flat, too.
Sit.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's just kind of a natural.
Yeah, well, and it's not that hard to get them to sit. It's harder to get them up.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sit. Good. Oh, there
See,
we go.
That's out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you're down here, you can do a lot of different things. You can go more stretching, you know, and stuff like that. And
look out for this posse this weekend without Southside Slim. Yeah, the show tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Cow Palace. And now, it's time for our second edition of Ask the Anchors.
Uh-oh.
Huge hit last week.
Uh-huh. And this time it counts.
And this time,
it's for real.
It's for real, and there are no wrong answers
in
this query. Okay. You ready to go?
Yes.
Here we go. We'll pick up where we left off last week. Ginger or Marianne?
Marianne. Well, excuse me. The professor.
The professor. Oh, see that? She goes outside of the box. Comes back with the professor.
He was a cute one.
Ginger.
Ginger.
Yeah.
the Hollywood starlet wannabe versus the girl from Kansas.
Yeah.
It's just how you roll.
That's how I roll.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
From the South Side.
Here comes a Van Halen question.
Uh-oh.
Are you more Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth?
Sammy Hagar.
David Lee Roth.
Woo! Right down the middle.
Go ahead and jump.
Okay. There's a plate of fries in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Do you quickly go for the ketchup or do you eat it au naturel?
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Wow, really?
Actually, ketchup. Ranch dressing.
Whoa!
Wow. Yeah. Really good.
See the insights we're getting in this edition of Ask the Anchors.
And this time it's for real.
Okay. Favorite number?
Five.
Seven.
Is that your lucky number, seven?
My favorite number is four. In case And finally, you're in the confines of your home,
mm-hmm.
piddling around. You glance at the lottery numbers. You've won Mega Millions. You've won.
Mm-hmm.
What are the first three things you do? Your next moves.
Wow.
First three things you do.
Call my financial advisor.
Call my accountant. My wife. Call my bartender.
Call my accountant.
Yep.
Call my husband.
Yeah.
Call a hotel in Paris.
I love it. I would scream first, and then.
Oh well, yeah. That goes without saying.
And then
screaming the whole time.
Then zany stuff would ensue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is the edition of Ask the Anchors for a. Thanks for playing along, gang.
Those are the questions. Those are good ones.
And we only do it at 4 o'clock on the streaming edition.
We're gonna have to let the viewers kind of ask, You can send it in.
Even better.
Give them your We're going to do it every Friday at 4 o'clock.
Give them your Twitter handle. What is it?
At Vern KPIX.
Excellent.
Easy to remember.
Easy peasy.
And remember, it's for real.
We stream our KPIX 5 News for real every day on CBSSF.com, and we'll be back in less than 60 minutes.
Southside Slim.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.